friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
John 8:36 says, so if the sun sets you free, you will be free indeed. Amen and amen. Hey, good Thursday to you this August the 20th, 2015. Fred, how you doing? It's Joey Kroll with you. I am just so happy to be here hanging out with you. I do look forward to our time together each and every Thursday and Sunday for Sunday worship, of course. But yeah, I'll tell you what, I was kind of looking at the calendar this past week, and we kind of calculated. I've been serving here at the ministry for 5.5 years, and I'll tell you what, loved every minute of it and still do, praise the Lord. So thank you for allowing me to spend some time with you. And how's the week coming along for you? Did you have a chance to go to the Illinois State Fair in Springfield yet? Yeah, my wife and I, we went on Monday, and I'll tell you what, you can spend a whole lot of money in just a short period of time over there. Oh yeah, like $5 for a bottle of water. I mean, that must be some good fresh water that Jesus bottled himself, I'll tell you. Yeah, so no, we had a good time there. It's nice going to the state fair, and hopefully you have a chance to not just do that, but have some of that family time as well. And I know lots of kids going back to school this week. My kids, they're going back to school next week, early next week on Monday. And just want to encourage you, though, if you have some time today or tomorrow or this weekend, prayerfully consider being part of the 2020 challenge here at the radio ministry. You know, our heart is to edify, evangelize, and proclaim Jesus right here in our own backyard, serving East Central Illinois, West Central Indiana. That's really the heart at this radio ministry. You know, David Brainerd, who's probably one of the most celebrated missionaries, he was laboring among the poor, and he once said, I care not where I live or what hardships I go through, so that I can but gain souls for Christ. While I'm asleep, I dream of these things. As soon as I awake, the first thing I think of is this great work. All my desire is the conversion of sinners, and all my hope is in God. Praise the Lord. You know, friend, here at Great News Radio, it is our heart to share and spread God's word so that people would be introduced to Christ and call him their personal Savior. So if you believe in this mission, consider being part of the 2020 challenge today. What is that? Can you be a friend today to give a gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months? Or maybe you can share in a one-time donation of $400. Your support, really of any amount, is cherished and appreciated. To sign up to be part of the 2020 challenge, again, a gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months, or you can pay that all in full, just go to our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click right there on the 2020 banner. Or if you don't have access to the web, just call Karen. She'll set you up, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, coming up this Sunday, you're invited to the Sunday Gospel Jazz Fest. Boy, that sounds like a good time. At Hessel Park in Champaign on the intersection of Grand and Kirby Avenue. It takes place this Sunday afternoon from 3 to 7. And this is just a great opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. And all monies raised, love offerings, this whole concert will benefit men and women's safe houses as well. So this is going to be a great event this Sunday. Mark your calendar for the Sunday Gospel Jazz Fest, again, at Hessel Park in Champaign. You can get more details on this and other events at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And in the studio today, I am just excited about this. My boy, my son, Timothy, hanging out here. How you doing, brother?
I'm okay. I finally got my first cell phone.
You just got your first cell phone.
For my birthday, so I'm excited about that.
Your birthday was on Monday.
Yeah.
So what did you do for your birthday?
I went to Penn Station with my family, and we got to eat out, so that was a lot of fun.
So are you enjoying the cell phone, though?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be great as soon as I follow all the rules that you've set up for me,
yes.
Mr. Kroll.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, you got to have the rules there. I mean, You know, God's word is clear on commands. You know, rules were made not to prevent us from having fun. Rules were made to protect us, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the Ten Commandments,
yes,
for example.
Yes. I gave you a list of my own Ten Commandments with a cell phone.
I think there was more than 10. There's...
Yeah, that's true. So now you were 12, and now you're the old age of 13 out. Being 13, do you feel older? Do you feel like you're throwing your hip out more often? Or
well, I can definitely tell you that I'm sleeping in more often. I can guarantee you that.
Yes.
But as far as throwing my hip out, I haven't really done that yet. So I'm just waiting for that to come up unexpectedly.
Yes.
So, but other than that, I don't really feel any older. It seems the same. But, I mean, I'm definitely going to feel older as I get higher up in the 30s and 40s, but...
And everybody else listening, say amen. That's right. Well, Timothy, you're now 13, and I'm just excited for you. You know, back to school is coming up. I know many kids are in school, started this past Monday. Now you start on Monday. So I thought we would have Tim share a little Bible study. Now, Tim, you're pretty active in church. You helped with VBS. You received Christ as your Lord and Savior, and... you know, you're one who studies the Word of God, which I appreciate, and all of that stuff. So coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we're going to play a song first. Tim is going to lead us in a little Bible study, maybe about 3 minutes long or whatnot, and just give us a sneak peek of what you're going to talk about after the song.
It's actually called Persecution, the Biblical Reasons Why We Face It. And the reason why I'm choosing this is because I know a lot of Christian middle schoolers especially face these kinds of persecution. So I'm gonna give a little message for both adults and teenagers and kids alike, so we can be fully equipped with what to do in that kind of situation. So
whew, my 13-year-old Timothy talking about persecution right after this on the Thursday edition of Market Friends right here on
Great News Radio.
to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. It's Joey with you. Normally I have one chair set up here in the studio, but I have to have two because I have my boy, my son, Timothy, who just turned 13 on Monday. Timothy is going to share a little bit about his heart about persecution and the biblical reasons why we face it. So, brother, it's all you.
Well, persecution is a challenge that all Christians will face at some point in their lives, not just in our country, but in other countries as well. Because think about it. There was a woman a couple years ago who was taken prisoner and had a baby in chains because of her faith in God. Our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ in third world countries have to worship their Savior underground so they won't get caught and be hanged or worse. So even Jesus, the Son of God, was persecuted because of his teaching. So you're probably wondering why we face persecution because of our faith. Jesus tells us in Matthew 5:10 that blessed are those who are persecuted because of their righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus goes on to say in Matthew 5:11 and 12, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they are persecuted the prophets who were before you. So what Jesus is telling us is that even though people may make fun of you or call you names, it's okay to remember that you are going to be rewarded in heaven whenever you go home. So the word persecuted, defined in the dictionary, I actually looked this up a couple minutes ago, is to subject someone to hostility and ill treatment, especially because of their race or political and religious beliefs. Now, I'm in middle school. I'm in that great high and mighty 13-year-old phase where I'm going to go to 8th grade. And last year, I had someone accuse me of saying that I was better than everyone else because I was a pastor's son. Now, to make matters worse, this person proclaimed this in the cafeteria, so many people heard about this, and the truth was twisted a lot, and I got blamed for so many other things. And to me, this was a huge spiritual blow, because I am a pastor's son, I'm not afraid to say that, but that doesn't mean that I think that I'm higher than anybody else. So later that day, after many other accusations from this person and others, I made sure that I calmly addressed this matter the next day. So I told him that I was a pastor's kid, but that didn't make me any different from him or another kid or anyone else in this world, because everyone has sinned. Then I explained to him that through accepting salvation from Jesus Christ, we are able to join him and God in heaven and forgiven for our sins. Now, the person was silent for a couple of days, but eventually he said that he was sorry. I knew it was the right thing to do, so I forgave him and started to talk about God's grace and forgiveness, and even though he hasn't gone to church yet, I'm still working on him and still trying to plant those spiritual seeds. So while I had been persecuted by this person before, God helped me through it, and it used me to plant a spiritual seed in this person to help water and let it grow. Now, I know that some persecution is worse than others, and I know that many people don't apologize afterward. I mean, that's just how the world works most of the time. However, we have to extend God's grace and forgive our persecutors just as God forgave us. So during the school year or work season or whatever you're doing, take the time to forgive anyone who has wronged you in the past and plant more spiritual seeds in them so they can turn out a lot like the Apostle Paul, who, remember, was persecuted the church at first, but became a very important instrument for Christ, if you've read all the, mainly the New Testament after Jesus died. So I hope that you arm this knowledge with you, not only for this year, but for the rest of your life.
Praise the Lord. I love it. So, Tim, tell me a little bit about your heart of why this was laid on your heart to kind of do a study on persecution.
Well, like I said earlier, a lot of kids go through persecution because they believe in Jesus, and they need to remember that they have to remain God's instrument and forgive those people, even though it's not really necessary in their eyes.
Well, I think that's pretty awesome because, you know, now is the time that we need to be salt and light, especially for young folks in schools today. And so what would you say to somebody who's maybe around your age? What would you say to them when it comes to sharing their faith in school? Because that's a very tough thing.
Well, one thing that I would tell them is that thank God we live in a country where we can proclaim our religious beliefs without having to be tied up in chains or hung. Mm-hmm. And first thing I would say to them is don't be afraid to tell them all about your beliefs, because you never know, some kid might be saved because of what you mm-hmm. said.
You know, Tim, that's a good point. I think you said do not be afraid. And, you know, I think as you were just kind of sharing about sharing your faith and the persecution that comes with that, and Acts chapter 4, we see an account where Peter and John, I think, or the other disciples were there. They healed a lame man, and he walked, and they got in trouble by the, I guess you would call it, the Supreme Court of the day, the Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin, the court system, told them if they go out and continue to preach in the name of Jesus, they're going to be flogged. They're going to be in deep, deep trouble. And I love the prayer of Peter in Acts chapter 4, verse 29. He says, "Now, Lord, consider their threats," watch this, "and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness." And brothers and sisters, if you're listening today, my prayer for you and for me, and for Tim, and for anybody that's listening today, that we have the boldness to preach and teach and proclaim the goodness of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. How, Tim, like you said, where you never know the person that we may be talking to, though it be a judge, though it be our boss, or somebody we work with or go to school with, you never know what the Holy Spirit can do. See, when God enters the equation, so much can take place. Praise the Lord. Tim, I appreciate your time today. Shake my hand there, sir. And you enjoy that cell phone that we got you for your birthday. Remember, you have those 14 commandments we gave you on your little contract.
More like 20 contracts.
20, yes. Hey, there you go. Here's a song here that, since we're talking about persecution, praying for boldness, there's a group called Selah we're going to play here momentarily. And the name of the song is We Must Not. The backstory of the song is the lead singer, Todd, was talking with one of his missionary friends out where in a third world country. And Todd said, "Brother missionary so-and-so name," I can't remember at the time, "I'm going to be praying that God will protect you." And the missionary guy said, "Don't pray for protection. Pray that we be bold in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ."
Wow.
And this song captures that heart. Here's Selah, and We Must Not.
Come now, let us reason together. There is work to be done. There's a lot of evil around us. I can feel the darkness coming on. It's coming on strong. But the Father's love deeper still, and the whole wide world is a mission field. Take my hand, let's hold each other up. Brother, won't you bear my burden? I need you to stand with me. There are souls to be won. Deep inside, we want everyone to know Jesus loves. You may be an ocean away, I'm on the front lines of my faith, but in the spirit we're one. You see, prayer is so powerful, darkness flees. Dominion's fall.
What a powerful, powerful song. It's Selah, and we must not. Friend, I do thank you so much for your time and your attention today here on this edition of Mark and Friends. Thanks to my son, Timothy, for spending some time with us as well and sharing a little of his heart. You can also listen to today's program and past programs at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on Audio Archives. Hey, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, you're invited to tune in to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, Mark and Jason, in the studio tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. But until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.